I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The USDA recently adopted additional measures it says it will take if African swine fever is ever detected in the U.S. The federal office added that it is working with industry and state partners to keep ASF out of the U.S. To that end, Colorado's Commissioner of Agriculture, Kate Greenberg, says her department is also preparing for the worst-case scenario. Greenberg updated the Colorado Water Conservation Board.
We're also part of a interstate secure beef supply chain effort, so we're doing emergency preparedness on animal disease, on especially with things like African swine fever in China. There's a lot of preparation going on in North America to prevent an outbreak here, but should there be one, we are have incredible teams across state lines, incredible lines of communication. So our teams continue to go through exercises and tabletops on the ag supply side.
The USDA's Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Greg Igbaugh, said recently that should the disease be detected, the USDA will issue a national standstill of at least 72 hours to prohibit all movement of swine. And it will also work to ensure producers have herd plans to deal with carcass disposal. USDA researchers have been working on vaccine candidates that show promise against African swine fever. It's a highly contagious and deadly viral disease that affects both domestic and feral pigs, but it has not yet been detected in the U.S.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.